Cool. Hello, 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 everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Bitter Brown Fams. I am one of your hosts, Ruben, coming to you from Portland, Oregon, the Pacific
Why do you say
Northwest.
it like that?
I don't know. I'm
This,
trying out some new things.
I, well, Trump just signed an executive order that said we're not allowed to do the gay voice anymore.
Oh, that's just how I
So
sound.
this will be the last. We're getting shut off,
Although
cut
someone
off
did
here.
say I'm a masculine person recently, so
Okay,
talk about
well, you
that.
know, people in Portland, you know, they don't. Anyway, this is Cassandra coming to you from El Paso, where it is currently 76 degrees. Amazing. I love it. Although it's been annoying because it's like perfect weather and then it goes back to cold. And then it goes like this week is good. And then I feel like next week it's going to go back down. And I'm sick of it. But anyway,
Global warming.
anyway, let's
Oh my
jump
God.
right into it then. A conversation that I wanted to address immediately, not immediately, but I wanted to talk about a little bit is, so we know Trump's been signing all these orders, and this isn't new actually, and it's not just Trump, but I guess people like started bringing it up because they're like cutting all the public assistance or saying that they're going to cut like Medicare, Medicaid, right? SNAP benefits, et cetera, et cetera. And so people just love to like show their asses all the time in regard to a lot of things. But this conversation specifically, it's like good. Like people, SNAP. I don't even know what the original, there's always like an original tweet and then it goes from there. But pretty much I've been seeing people just talk about how people shouldn't be able to buy snacks, quote unquote, junk food, with SNAP benefits, that it should be health food. And that's again not like this new thing. I've actually posted about this. I actually made a zine of like people like comments that I get online, and one of them is actually in this person commented on one of these posts that I was talking exactly this conversation. So anyway, the point is this, people have been saying this for years, but I saw it recently again being brought up, because that's a thing that they're trying to do, which again is not new. I feel like they're always trying to pass these laws on what people can and cannot buy on food stamps. And currently, like on SNAP, you're pretty much allowed to buy anything except hot foods, which for me, it's like y'all are calling for there to be like rules and limitations on what people could buy because you hate poor people, period. But the call should be for people to have access to SNAP, for more people to have access to SNAP, for like the income limits to be expanded, and for people to be able to buy hot foods for people that don't even have housing or stoves or refrigeration or refrigerators, you know. But instead, people are going online and like just, it's just like, I hate people. I hate people that do this because it's like, first, how is it affecting you what people are buying with SNAP? You know what I mean? When I was on SNAP, it was like sometimes you would get like embarrassed having to buy because people would be just like judging you all the time, right? And then I'm sure that's like, if you have kids with you, if you're buying certain things, like you already feel like people are already judging you. So anyway, I just hate that people try to make it this healthy thing. Like, we just want people to be healthy. We want people to make smart choices. And it's so like the way that people talk about poor people is like, what's the word? Like, we know better than them. Like, we're looking out for them, which
Condescending,
condescending.
infantilizing.
Yes, that's the word I was thinking of. And it's also just like wrapped in like classism and fat phobia, if we're being honest, but it's trying to be like, oh no, we just mean well, and we just want the kids to eat healthy food and all this bullshit. And then people start going into also like, well, yeah, food deserts, and obviously all the food in America is shit. Like, we know that, but that's not the point of the conversation. The point of the conversation is y'all hate poor people and you think that they're not deserving of things, right? Like, you think that they're not deserving of birthday cakes for their kids, of ice cream, of whatever the fuck. And it's like, people never have that energy for rich people. When it's like rich people, when we're talking about, like Kylie Jenner posting her millions of shoes and purses, and people are in the comments like, it's her money. She can do whatever she wants. She can do whatever she wants. And rich people are allowed to do whatever the fuck they want. But when we're talking about poor people, it's like, nah, y'all can't do that. And even if it's government assistance or not, it's like if a poor person has an iPhone, people are upset with that. If a poor person goes to the movies, God forbid, or buy an $8 latte, it's like you know what I mean? We're like in everybody's business, but rich people. And it's fucking annoying.
Yeah, a couple things. Like when people say like buy healthy food with shit, first of all, like even our fruits and vegetables are fucking rotted in this country because of all the GMOs, which and all that bullshit that's happening at farms because of mass production, which your taxes are paying because they get government shit, like write-offs and shit. Second of all, people think like a rich person, like a Kylie Jenner that you mentioned, you know, she has all these shoes and she can do whatever she wants with her money. But girl, and people feel entitled to tell people who are on benefits like what they can do with their money because they think my taxes paid for that, right? Your 10 cents that went to SNAP, you know, paid for that, right? Not the fucking millions of dollars that the government takes to fund fucking wars and fucking fund bombing through Israel and shit like that. Like, never mind all that shit. My 10 cents that I contributed to a SNAP, I want that to be a healthy food for you per person. That's the mentality. Never mind the fact that these rich people, these Kylie Jenners of the world, their billions are because they get tax write-offs, right? That is also your money, bitch. Like, wake up. They don't become people don't become billionaires without heavy government assistance, right? Right now, Elon Musk is like, you know, running this fucking ship into the ground, because supposedly he's such a good businessman, but he's getting all these tax write-offs. He's gotten all these write-offs, for his entire career, right? So, I had an argument with somebody who, I'm like super getting over the more and more I talk to them about politics, but they were like, at first they were like, you have to respect Elon Musk as a scientist and blah blah. I'm like, no, you don't. He didn't do shit. He didn't science. He's not a fucking scientist. Like, what has he done? He's like, oh, then as a businessman, he knows how to like. He's like, no, all his businesses like have gone to shit. Twitter's gone to shit. Like, didn't they kick him out of fucking Tesla and shit officially? Like, from the main board. Like, he continues to run shit into the ground. He's just has the publicity and the fucking media control to trick people into thinking otherwise. But yes, and I'm also thinking about when I was a kid, and I have been freshly kicked out of my home, and I, you know, friends were like, you know, maybe you can figure out something with SNAP. I lived in Davis at the time, which was in like the middle of nowhere, California, and the near and I didn't have I was broke as shit, didn't have a car. The nearest place to even like apply for things was like a half an hour like right away. And for someone who had to work at all times, like taking a basically a full day, because it was a half hour to get there, wait in that office like all fucking day. And like nothing was available at online at the time. I don't even know if things still are, but that's a whole other journey onto itself. And for them to either get denied, like not knowing if you're even going to be accepted, right? Because there's also like a high percentage of getting denied benefits like that, despite how like you know, broke you are. Like, I know, for example, that like when I got kicked out and I tried to apply for scholarships, they were like, you don't have like, you know, things might change for you. Wait another year before applying again. And that was from like the official school. Like, I remember being like, what the fuck? So, like, help is not that easy to come by, even. So, with folks, like, mind your damn business. Like, you know, stop pocket watching poor people. Pocket watch those fucking billionaires you fucking follow. Like,
Yeah,
I
it's
say this
like
as I someone who, you know,
no, and
loves
it
Beyonce, but still.
sorry, I'm always like, okay, like it's the fact that you're getting denied in California is like, because y'all should see this shit out here in Texas. Like, oh, when I was pregnant, they gave me $20
Oh my
and
God.
they were like, call us when you have the baby. And I actually recently don't have Snap. They approved me for $20. $20 for me and $20 for my child. On top of what you were mentioning, like the process of trying to get on Snap, and that's why I was like, keep your fucking $20 because you fuck out of my face. But also like the process to get onto Medicaid, housing, I was on a wait list for like 4 to 5 fucking years before I even got like not even approved, but just for them to select you before they start a whole year process on housing. Like with Snap, it's also just like the information that they like, I'm like, y'all want my bank statements, my like everything about my life to give me $20 fucking dollars. I was on the phone with this bitch for like, not the lady, not that the lady's a bitch, but you know what I mean? Like, I'm on the phone with y'all for like, that's her job, you know? I'm on the phone with you guys for like 2 fucking hours for you guys to give me $20 fucking dollars. You know what I mean? It's like, no, thank you. And some people like need those $20, right? Like, I'm saying, like, I don't need them, but someone might need them and they still have to do that every 6 months. And then when you're on Snap, you still have to look for a job if you don't have a job. And it's fucked up because it's like this whole thing of people are like, we want people to be self-sufficient. We need people to get jobs. And like you get a job and then they're like, okay, guess you make too much money, even though you don't make too much money, you're barely surviving, right? But it's like, oh, you have a job now, we're gonna cut you off. That's what happened to me.
Oh, God.
Or you're like, it works like unemployment. Like you're supposed to be going to these fucking training classes. Another reason they cut me off one time when I was in school and I was like, I cannot go to this training class, and they like cut you off for whatever reason, and then you have to wait. Like, it's not fun to be on Snap. It's not fun to have to do all of these things just to get assistance. So, like, especially when you have children or you're disabled, you know, like it's not fun. People act like it is, and people, you know, want to do this. Like, people are taking advantage, and it's like, who the fuck cares? The government takes advantage of you every day. Like, they screw you over every day. Like, you're worried about a very small percentage of people that, quote unquote, like, how does that affect you? Again, you know what I mean? It's like, or they're selling the food stamps. Who the fuck cares? Like, who the fuck cares if people are out here trying to, like, again, survive under a capitalist system any way that they can? Like, who cares? I also see these in regards to like housing, where people are like, people that are on housing, like, they never, you know what I mean, like become self-sufficient because they kind of like stay under whatever the limit is so that they can continue. Who the fuck cares? How does that affect you? Number one. But it's also like a lot of the people that say this have never actually had to do any of these things, or you know what I mean, like have to like apply, or maybe they did, or maybe their parents did, and now they're like one of those people that are like, I'm better than my parents, because I see that a lot, right? I don't know. It's just like it for it. Number one, it boils down to like, shut the fuck up and mind your own fucking business, because how is it affecting you? There's like a million other things to be worried about. At the end of the day, you should be happy that people are getting housed and that people are being fed. Period. Like, and I don't know why that bothers people.
Yeah, it's one of those like I have to work hard for this, like why don't you type of mentality. Like the same mentality that goes into like why are they forgiving student loans when I had to pay my student loan? Like that sucks, bro. Like I also wish that you weren't in like hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt for a degree that should have been free because we were promised our entire life that this is the only way for like class mobility. Like getting on
But
all of these things is like not easy like at all. I remember one time I needed like emergency housing. I was like 22 and I applied and I was on that shit for on that wait list for like 3 years. And by the time I crossed like a threshold at some point because I went back to school and my taxes were different and they only informed me after 3 years that I had been taken off the list, not that I had gotten in or anything. And
I'm
like
t
because of
and
that
then
long wait, like I had to move in with somebody who like that was like the cheapest rent I could afford. And they ended up selling all of our appliances because they were going through their own thing and robbed me. Like they like found my little piggy bank of savings and like took all my money. So like shit like that happens because like we don't help people when they need it, right? And I consider myself very lucky that I just got robbed for that. Like fuck. So much worse could have happened. So much worse does happen because people have to like live in fucked up situations until they finally get assistance.
Yes. Touching on that real quick, that reminds, or yes, there was a story, I believe it was like 2 weeks ago, 29-year-old, like single mom, Tatiana, and I'm so sorry, I always mispronounce names, but Tatiana, I'm sorry if I misspelled that. Williams, I mispronounced that. Williams from Detroit, and I don't know if y'all saw this story, but she's a black mom, single mom who was homeless, or and she was kind of sleeping in her minivan for months. And two of her children died because it was so cold. And I believe her mom and her brother were also in the van. Like it was so like a family, right? And it's a like fucked up story that didn't need to happen, right? And like the thing is, bringing up what you touching on what you just said, it's like, now that this has this terrible fucking thing happened to her and like her children, the mayor is like offering her like housing, right? They're like, now that this thing happened to you, guess what? Now you're gonna get housing. And it's like, why? Like, why didn't people help her? And it's not just like the government or the city, right? Because it was also like her shit baby daddy who went on like an interview and was like, well, she told me to get the kiss, but she didn't say she was homeless. Which is another conversation of ancient dads. But it's just like, why do we let people like die or have their children die or people close to them die for people to care? And that's for the collective, but also, I mean, also just like in gen like for everybody, all institutions and systems. But it reminded me of that. And it's just like this whole conversation of like housing and like SNAP. It's like, why do you care? At the end of the day, like I said, people have access to housing and food. And why is that such a controversial thing? And it, I think it also boils down to like, this is what people would do if they had power, or like if they, this is what they would do, or like just how we replicate the state and the way that we think and the way that we want to police everybody. So obviously there's a lot of different people who receive public assistance, but you know, speaking as a single mother, like I would say that's a, and for me, you know, I got a lot of feelings. I had a lot of feelings about, y'all know, about like children and parenting and motherhood. And like one of the things is that people never show up for moms, especially single moms. And then at the same time, like the little help that they are receiving and however they're receiving it, like people still want to take it away somehow.
Yeah, I'm thinking about how people don't want people to receive help, don't offer it. And it ties into like also I'm thinking about this preoccupation with what like houseless people are doing with their money. And I'm just like, I don't care. Like it was like whatever money they get, if I give them a dollar, that is not like my prerogative. Like that dollar's out of my mind. I'm not gonna pocket watch them. Like bitch, you're also like turning up. Like who gives a fuck?
Yeah, I think then it's with everything like that hierarchy, even like that's why, you know, I don't know if we've talked about this before, but like the why I don't fuck with the term or charity, right? Like it's like with clothes too, when we were doing like the community closet, it was like we saw a lot of that as well, because it's like we're just giving clothes to people, right? Like bring your donations of clothes, and then people bring all their trash, and I'm like, why do you think this is acceptable to give to other people, like your trash? Like, would you wear this? No. So I don't know, but all the things, all like the examples, like you're saying, like when people give people money and then they're like, oh, this person went to go buy drugs or beer. And it's like, who the fuck cares if you don't want, like, if you're gonna do that, just don't give them money at all.
Yeah,
Like,
do know that if you're giving me a dollar, I'm gonna buy a beer. Like,
and that's why, I mean, this is a whole conversation that can go into like obviously the nonprofit industrial complex. And it's like, that's exactly what the fuck do? They don't do shit either. It's like they make you jump through hoops to get like a little bit of rental assistance, a little bit of this, a little bit of that. Again, jumping through hoops, showing up to the like bringing all this shit. And it's like at the end of the day, what are nonprofits actually doing? Nothing. I'm sorry. They're not. They're not doing
no.
shit. They're taking up more funding to pay themselves out or to hold these little parties or whatever the fuck they're, I don't know what the fuck they're doing. I've never worked at a nonprofit, but I know many people that have. And it's like, I hear things and I don't even need to know them. It's like, you know what I mean? You can look up the nonprofit industrial complex. There's books on it, whatever. But this whole concept of like charity, I feel like it's just, we need to do away with that. It's more of just like helping one another, taking care of one another. And if you're not going to do that, then shut the fuck up, right? Like, if you're not going to give these people housing and food, then shut the fuck up.
Yeah, like I did work at a nonprofit right out of college, and I remember how much I was making. I was making $20 an hour to drive an at least like an 2 hours every day to like give to counsel LGBT youth. And the way that like they kind of make workers okay with that is like having them really believe in like the mission of the nonprofit, right? Meanwhile, like the owner of the nonprofit was living in like a beach house in like a nice rich area of California. And you find out that a lot of these things are kind of like tax related things, right? So somebody rich needs to give their child money, right? And so creates a position for them in this nonprofit. And so they make these donations that then get that they get a tax write-off for, right? They get they're exempt from making these donations to these nonprofits, but really they're just giving that money to their people, like directly almost, right? With the assumption that they will use this money to then like help, you know, whatever cause that the nonprofit is about. And I'm not saying that they're all like that, but there's a good chunk of them that are, right? And I just remember like who has access to these to who had access to these resources back in the day. And it wasn't always the kids that really needed them. And yeah, nonprofits can be such a sinkhole also for like really like promising political minds and organizers that think that they're like that this is the way to do good, right? That these nonprofits are like gonna change the world, but they're just a band-aid. Like most of the time they're just a band-aid. And it's to kind of like quell a lot of real organizing that goes around certain issues, right? It controls how people see particular issues. And so I am cautious about nonprofits as someone who worked in them, and as someone who's constantly like learning more about like rich people and how they avoid taxes. Someone did the math recently. And if the government were to liquidate like Elon Musk's like tax like his assets, everybody in America would be able to get $1 million. And that's like not money he like earned because he was like hard at work. No, that's money he gets from getting like tax write-offs from exploiting workers, right? This is something that people should be up in arms about, but it's easier to punch down at people who l are less fortunate than you than it is for you to see the reality of like who's really fucking up this country?
Yep. So working in a nonprofit is not organizing.
Confirm.
Number one. Number two, they also, I think, try to do this thing like they're part of community and they're like, no, you're not community. You might have community members or you're in physically in some community, right? But you're not community. Like at the end of the day, they are also like a capitalist, imperialist system. It's also like the government creates these problems and then the nonprofit is a solution to that. And then at the same time, the nonprofit isn't even really addressing anything. And a good book, if you want to read more about that, is called The Revolution Will Not Be Funded, Beyond the Nonprofit Industrial Complex. And I'm sure if you Google it and Google free PDF, it'll come up. But yeah, talking about Elon Musk is like also so annoying because it's like he steals ideas and then pretends he's an inventor. And also he's literally like this whole thing that he's like he works hard, which is a fucking lie. He's actually just like an abusive employer, but he's also like from an emerald mining fortune. Like you know what I mean? Like he comes from fucking money. It's not even like, oh, what's that other guy that people are like, he worked out of his garage.
Bezos, Jeff
Steve,
Bezos.
isn't it Steve Jobs? Whoever, but again, I think
Both of
both of
them?
them or one of them also had rich parents. Literally, Elon Musk is like from South Africa. He's like from like his family and his mom's on Twitter too, and she's just as evil. Like the
Oh
apartheid
my God.
family, like they're just
That reminds me of the Emilia Perez actress and how she's evil on Twitter as well, but that's a different conversation.
Oh, I've been wanting to have that conversation, but we'll
Oh,
save it for next time.
the Oscars are coming up.
Oh yeah, okay. But anyway, fuck Elon Musk and his ugly ass cars and his
Girl.
just every time. I also hate that every time he does something like doing a fucking Nazi salute, they're like he's autistic, and it's like
Bitch.
so offensive to
Yeah.
people who are autistic. First of
Go.
all, because there's a lot of people who are autistic who are not going around doing Nazi salutes, who are not going around being abusive pieces of shit. So no, it's not that.
Also, like
And
the dissonance of like being like Elon Musk is this great leader who's so like brilliant in science and industry and government work, but no, he's still a man child. He's still a child because he doesn't know between good and wrong. He doesn't know that the salute was a bad thing. Like, connect, like, pick one. Like, pick a fucking lane, bitch. Like, you can't say that he's like this brilliant man, but then like pretend he's a child on when it comes to being a bigot. Like, I think it's easier for people again to disconnect from the reality of things because they're so horrific than it is for them to like accept that like the situation in which we're living, right? It's easier for them to think, oh, a Nazi Germany cannot happen here again, right? Than to realize like, oh, shit's happening right now in front of my face. Because that idea of like nothing bad is happening means that people don't have to do shit, right? It excuses them from doing anything. But yeah, it's fuck Elon Musk all the time. And now he's like in charge of like seeing how the federal government is like how all the employees and every and all the spaces are like functioning. He like fired like most of the national parks employees, including rangers. So like now that we're like going through fucking fire seasons all the time because of climate change, there's nobody there to like ring the alarm about them, right? I think we're down to something like less than a dozen employees for all the national parks across the US. That is wild. Never the mind the fact that a lot of the folks who worked in these national parks were f pretty low paid, like, oh.
Before I forget,
And he also, while you're reading, while you're catching up with
there
that,
was a
he also
small
sent out
plane
an email
crash.
recently where he told all federal employees that they have to write like 5 bullet points of what they did last week. I'm like, bitch, what did you do last week? Like Elon, bitch ass, like, and they have to send it to their manager so that they basically have to justify keeping their job.
Yeah, I was going to say there was another plane crash, a
Oh
small
God.
one, supposedly in Fort Worth today.
Oh
Every
my.
time we record, we're like, there has been another plane crash.
It has been 7 days since, it has been 0 days
The
since the last plane crash
last plane
accident.
crash. But anyway, yeah, fuck Elon Musk, those ugly, what are the cars called?
A
The
Tesla?
air fryers on wheels.
I don't know, Tesla Mobile. They have a real name, but I
No, what is it
forget.
called?
Cybertrucks.
It's like, oh, and you'll never see a bad bitch stepping out of one. I'll tell you
No,
that
it's
much right
always these
now.
like douchey ass bros who like nobody wants to fuck. Damn. Remember when like,
Just Grimes.
oh God.
No, I'm
Ugh,
not.
Grimes. No,
Oh, I was
we
gonna say Grimes is the only one that wants to fuck. Not that she's a baddie, because she's not.
Oh.
Okay, she's a loser. Always
Yeah.
been a fucking loser. And I'm sick of people acting like, okay, she made one good song, a few good songs, or
She made
whatever.
two really good albums, you know?
Albums, whatever. It's like, I
But yes, she's stupid.
no. Like, and this whole like, I also like going back to like this thing of not just like people like Elon Musk, like Grimes, Trump, conservatives, like that they're dumb. They're not dumb. They're smart. In the context of like people acting like they're just like oblivious, right? Like they don't know anything. And it's like, no, they know what they're doing. You know what I mean? And whatever. When
Yeah, I forgot
talking
who's.
about Grimes, I feel like people talk that way about her also because she's a white woman. So it's like, oh, like poor little Grimes, like, oh no, she's, and you know what I mean? Like she, her baby daddy this, and it's like she chose him. I'm all repeating what people say to single moms. Sorry. Not funny. Not funny. But it's like she really tries to act like Elon, like when she was on Twitter, like she would always be defending him and she'd be
Yeah.
like, this isn't what's in your heart. And it's
Yeah,
like,
when he was
no, it
being
is, bitch.
transphobic. Yeah.
Yes, when he's being trans, like everything that he does, and then she tries to be like, no, this isn't you, this isn't him, it's him, it's been him, it was him when you
Yeah.
were with him who had you sleeping on a fucking mattress floor.
Girl,
The like
remember? Oh.
the richest guy, is he the richest guy in the world? One of, or
One
the
of
richest fucking guy in the world, and he has you
top
sleeping on the fucking
seven.
mattress, starving.
Well, it's a humiliation ritual. Like, that is part of the thing that gets him off or whatever, right?
I just.
So not to like fuel a rumor mill or whatever, but he has just one of his current, I don't want to say girlfriends or baby mamas, I don't know what she is, but there's a new woman that came out the woodwork who is now pregnant with his 11th child. And somebody pointed out that all his children are male, so he's like allegedly like all of the all and all of his children are through in vitro apparently, so he's like genetically modifying his children to all be male, A or B, whatever. Another point is that that's why it pissed Elon Musk so much, and he went like full hardcore transphobe when his like daughter announced that she was a trans woman, because Elon Musk only wanted sons for egotistical reasons. And recently, like Grimes was like crying on twitter.com, like messaging Elon Musk publicly, being like, I need you to like step in as a father for our child who's going through severe health issues. And I'm like, that's a humiliation ritual, like for sure. Like that cannot be
I mean, sure,
normal.
but it's also again, men are just.
She don't have his
It doesn't
number.
even have. It doesn't even have to be humiliating. You mean for her, or for him?
Oh, for her, like
For
there
her,
has to be
okay. So
some
you meant for him? I'm
dynamic.
like,
No,
I
I don't
don't
think he gives
know.
a
Is
fuck.
it? I think she's just dumb.
Oh.
I think she's just a dumb bitch. I'm sorry. I hate Grimes.
Oh my
I don't
God.
even. She just irks me. I hate like this dumb bitch act. Like I hate it. Like again, like this, like, oh no, like every time she like contradicts herself every time, and then she's like, oh, silly me. And it's like, bitch, you're a rich white girl who, again, made, okay, Ruben says you made two good albums, sure, whatever. But
Visions
other than
and
that,
Art
you're.
Angels.
Yeah.
At least Visions. Visions is kind of, yeah, I think, one of the best
Don't
albums
even get me
of
started on her wardrobe
2010s.
choices either. But.
Oh, Dressed Like Shit. But yeah, she like used like this like this Red Scare communist like persona. And I don't mean like Red Scare in the traditional sense. I mean Red Scare in the millennial understanding of that term, which is that podcast with those white girls that do like the ironic racism or whatever. Like she's very that aesthetic. And
The
it's
art school, the little like rich white girl art school, edgy, but also j deep down you're just racist as shit.
yeah.
Like that's Grimes. Like the that's her. Like the one that would cosplay as poor, and that's why she ended up with Elon Musk because they're both on that. Like on, let's be for real. Like on some shit. Like they're both very like not 100% similar, but obviously they connected over something, and that's all. That's all I'm gonna say. So.
Somebody said that there's that meme that it's like boys when they get a time machine and it's like they go meet their grandparents, their grandpa. And it's like girls when they get a time machine and they go back to like 2018 and they're like, Grimes, don't go to the Met Gala with Elon Musk. But
I mean, I'm glad she did. That way people can just cancel her for real.
oh my God, I don't even know. I guess she hasn't made music in a while. But yes, it's fuck Elon Musk all day, every day. Like,
If you
chat.
defend him, like I've never met anyone that's the people
Oh, I
I don't talk to
unfortunately
losers
play.
that fuck with Elon Musk or other
I met one
losers.
recently, and I'm just, oh, I met two. One of them,
Like I see them online,
one of them
but
was gay. But yeah, like channel that energy that you have against like
go to
poor
work,
people.
brokey. That's
That's
what y'all
not what
need to
I
be
said. That's
doing.
not what I'm saying. Saying channel that
That's all
energy
you need to
through
tell
Elon
people.
Musk. Oh my
That's all you
God.
need to tell poor people that are like Elon Musk. Like, go to work, brokey. That's it. Time to go to sleep. Don't you have work in the morning? That's it. Period.
Are you saying that towards Elon Musk or who?
I'm saying that to the poor people that defended him. It's like, okay, Brokey, sure. Go to work. You got to get up early for your 5 a.m. shift.
Yeah, we're all poor in comparison to. Yeah, why are you doing his bidding? It's like in those like feudal days when like peasants would defend their king or whatever. It's like, bro.
Yes, it's embarrassing.
And it's part of this, like, now that you're putting that in my head and that I'm like picking up what you're saying, like, that reminds me of this term that sometime like a decade ago, or a little bit more, when the Silicon Valley was blowing up, they were like, oh no, this blow up of technology, like we need to stop like saying this is a positive thing, because what they're already seeing was like a techno-oligarchy, I think it's called. I think it's how you pronounce it. But it's idea that whoever owns the technologies is like the owner of like the world, right? And that's exactly what people are playing into right now. Like Elon Musk owns like all these media outlets, all these burgeoning technologies. At this point, is the only. Owns the only ways that Americans are getting into space and all the technology that's lending into that. And all of us, all you peasants are like defending him. Like that should be embarrassing. And before I forget, I people have to start science, people who are in the science community is like, y'all need to wake the fuck up about some things. 'Cause I'm like realizing that a lot of science, like science, technology, engineering, math people think that their field is so divorced from like, that has something to do with morality, right? But think about like what your scientific breakthroughs are being used for, right? They're used mostly, these breakthroughs are funded through grants that expect you then to either privatize your breakthroughs or sell them to the military, sell them to assholes like Elon Musk. And so, like, I don't know if any people in those fields listen to us, but like, wake up, girly, and wake the people around you up, because I'm just encountering a lot of folks who are in this mentality that, the sciences are their own thing separate from, ethnic studies and cultural studies. When in reality, like so many of you science motherfuckers could use a fucking anthropology, political science, ethnic studies class for real. I mean, I could go on further, but I feel like I'm.
Yeah, we're not, we'll have to come back to it because I feel like we just, this is the first time we're just like, I feel like we ranted from beginning to end.
I don't give a fuck. You're
Well,
getting. Oh,
we
I'm kidding.
always have stuff to rant about.
Yeah.
But in conclusion, worry about your own fucking business. Don't worry about what other poor people are doing. That's like the, what we're, this whole episode.
I think
And
the
go to
sooner
work.
that we all wake up to the fact that like we are all poor, like in the grand scheme of things,
But
like
even if your house right now, like any, like that thing that's like you're closer to the streets than you ever will be to becoming a billionaire, period. Like,
girl, we are all one paycheck away from the street, and not in the good
period.
way,
Yes.
not like
No.
trendy streets, but
Not the fun streets. No.
no, like I just. Yeah, I am
I wanted to
worried
say.
that in some people's like urgency to separate themselves from other marginalized people in this case, in this conversation, to separate themselves from other like working class people, poor people, that you're doing yourself a disservice in the long run of like, one day when they eliminate, because that's what it's going to lead to, like eliminating poor people, right? And not in like
That's the
a,
goal.
because, and not in like a, oh, because they'll all be middle class now. No, and like imprisoning them, letting them die. Like once that's taken care of, once you've helped the government in that fucking, eugenics project, that class war project, you're next, buddy. We're next. Like,
You know who's
so,
next too?
oh,
The mentally ill.
me, girl, us, this
Me.
podcast, this last 45 minutes.
They're trying to take our meds,
Oh, girl,
y'all.
they're
But
gonna fit Mental Health Awareness Month. They're gonna mental
they're
illness
gonna see
awareness.
what the fuck is up.
Yeah.
They're gonna see what the fuck is up. But I was gonna tell you before I forget, we do these like episodes and I'm like, oh, I forgot to say that. Or I like think about something that we talked about, like, oh, I think of, like something new that I pops into my brain. But I don't know when I don't know if this was like the first episode we did. I don't know when we were talking, was it the Grammys? I don't know what episode that was, but you are absolutely right that Charlie deserved to win Album of the Year. I think at the time I was kind of like, I don't know who I would want to win. Like I just, all I know is that I didn't want fucking Taylor Swift to win, and I think that Beyonce winning wasn't it, but I couldn't be like, this is who I think should have won. But let me tell you why. I did listen to Brat last year when it came out, but there were just so many albums that came out last year
Last year
that
was really
like,
good for music.
yeah, TBH, Brat wasn't like my one of my number ones. Like I was like, okay, it's good, but I was listening to a lot of his stuff. But I revisited it and I was like, damn, like this is so good. And I feel like Brat got overtaken, or like it got overlooked by the aesthetic of all the marketing, right? Like Brat and like the green, and which is also why she should have won. Like it was like a genius marketing. The music is so good. The lyrics, it's a feminist album. It's a feminist album, y'all. I listened to it and I was like, damn, they really just stole this moment from my girl like that.
From
Anyway.
Charlie. Yeah, she didn't even get to accept anything on stage.
No. Very fucking rude.
Yeah.
How did they invited her? She looked all hot. She didn't even get to win anything. Anyway.
No, but yeah, I'm happy that Beyoncé got her overdue album of the year. I think it touched on important themes. I think Beyonce is always going to be someone who makes art. I think that this Grammy should have gone to her self-titled album instead of Beck's Morning Phase. Even there's been multiple instances where people win awards that I don't think they deserve, and even though I stand them or I was a big fan, like I stopped listening to them stuff. Beck was one of them. I really loved their music, and then I stopped. I
And
was
she
like
loves
so
him back.
angry. And then also when Kacey Musgraves beat Janelle Monáe for Album of the Year over Dirty Computer, I was such a big Kacey Musgraves fan. Like I love Golden Hour was my album of the year, but I was still cognizant enough to know that like Janelle Monáe made a statement with Dirty Computer that has not been made since. She really no, like very consciously put social justice in the forefront of her music without making it whack. And with an accompanying aesthetic that was like so unique. And that should have gone there. But Beyoncé also should have won for Lemonade. Even Adele agrees. And if she would have won those 2 years, and oh shit, she should have won for Renaissance, which is her best album. Period, hands down. Renaissance is one of the best dance albums, period. One of the best albums ever created. But Harry Styles won that fucking award. That dude is sucking dick like in the back of the Grammy Awards for reals. Because like, how did that whack ass watermelon sugar bitch win this award? Like, girl, that song's about come. Like, or something. I'm not entirely sure. But if she had won those 3 times, then she should have lost to Brat this year, because Brat, yes, is an album of our generation of like these older millennials who like are kind of lost in this like in between of like we should be adults, but the things that were promised to us are not here, right? Like stability. And so
Children.
I'm just gonna keep partying. Which reminds me, something that you and I have been talking about in private, Cassandra, is that the kids don't club anymore.
Okay, I'm all like, what are we talking about in public? Don't tell people what we're talking about in public.
Right.
Yes, the club kids don't club anymore. The club culture, the club scene is dead. It makes me sad. It makes me
Girl,
sad.
because like if the kids were clubbing and they did more than aestheticize Brat, and they were really out in these clubs dancing to this music, then maybe she would have won. But no, y'all
It's all
are,
your fault. It's all
it
your
is.
fault.
Let's blame the children. Let's blame Gen Z.
But anyway, shout out to Charlie. I've been, I mean, I was, I've, I went a touching up on wrapping this up because this is what I thought about on what's made me less bitter because I always have to think. But I, one of my goals, calling it, I guess, I don't know if I mentioned this before, is like riding my bike more because I went through this period where like I have not rode my bike for whatever reason. And so this year I'm like, I need to get back on there. And I was riding my bike and I listened to it like twice, like from beginning to end. And I was like, this is good. And I listened to it when I was high because I was like, that's how I know on a deeper level how good it is. But anyway, I've been listening to it. So y'all should, if you haven't listened, I don't know. I would assume everyone's listened to it, but listen to it on a deeper level.
You don't like music like I do. I listen
You
to it
don't
on a
like
deep level.
you didn't experience it like no one experiences things like I experience them, apparently. No, but anyway, that made me less bitter. Sorry, going back to that is like I went on a 20-mile bike ride, and my and I haven't really like been riding my bike at all, so it was very, very hard, and I wanted to like at one point just stop and tell my friend to go get the car and like just tap out. Like dead has, but I was like, no, I can do this, and I did it, and I was really proud of myself. So because the urges were there to just stop, like this was a mistake. But anyway, that with the rediscovering or re-listening to Brat has made me less bitter, and of course the sun. I always gotta shout out the sun because it really, they're gonna take our meds, but they can't take away the sun, bitch. I'll tell
Not
you that much
yet.
right now.
Not yet.
Not yet.
Oh God. I mean, they already charged us for water, bitch. Ugh. What's made me less bitter? The sun, for real. It's been raining a lot, but Shout out global warming, because like it rains a lot. Like we're going through an atmospheric river, which happens a lot in the Pacific Northwest. But the sun is poking through this rain every day. So that's been fantastic. But the thing that I maybe there's an overshare, but I started this thing called somatic therapy, and it has a lot more to do with like processing your feelings than processing like your mental state or whatever. And it's like really, it's like learning, it's felt a lot like learning to be a human again, which is both like a little depressing in some ways, but it's given me a lot of hope. And so shout out somatic therapy. And you talking about exercising reminds me of that argument people were having recently that we'll get to at a later time. That
Oh,
was
I know which one. Yeah. Let's talk about that next. We're all just like, let's talk shit about all the terrible things people are saying on Twitter and address them. Well, I feel like we've always done that.
the fitness thing.
We'll pick that up next week.
All right, y'all.
Isn't it wild that we're like, we'll do that next week?
Damn,
Unlike
bitch.
before, we're like, whenever we see y'all in 3 months, bye.
It's one of those things like, oh, as soon as I get my mental health
We're mature
together,
now. We
yeah,
got
you
our shit
bitches
together
watch out.
now until they take the meds away.
All
Bye.
right, see y'all. Bye.